Phillips and Papier, the DJRD PhD, today's date is 09/14/2024. Dictation is for Miss Helen Salas. Salas spells S-A-L-A-Z. Helen spells H-E-L-E-N. Date of birth is 12/22/1958. This is a 66-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Salas has a history of chronic pain, hypercholesterolemia. Is here for follow-up for hypertension, here for follow-up for these conditions, medication refill. She states, since her last visit, she was seen in the emergency room after she stated that she was at a local bar at a party and she drank an alcoholic beverages which she ordered and got sick after she stated that she went to the emergency room where her urine tested positive for cocaine. And she stated that she was adamant that she has not used cocaine except for when she took a sip of that drink, she became ill and was in the emergency room where she was diagnosed with UTI. And at the same time, the urine drug screen revealed cocaine, period. She indicated that she is at the moment having a discussion with the folks at the bar and the person who provided for her in the emergency room, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past medical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is. ...98% room air, pulse 65, respiration 18, temperature 97.1, period. Next paragraph. Same paragraph, blood pressure is 145/75, next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, no inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, and cerebral nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is shoulder pain, number two is medication refill. Number three is chronic pain syndrome. Number four is hypercholesterolemia. Number five is myalgia. Number six is hypertension, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Triamterene/hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, fenofibrate, 145 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Flexeril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60. Next medication, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60. Next medication, hydrocortisone, diclofenac/fluticasone/lidocaine. Here's a mixture. You will take 4 pumps, 4 grams, apply to skin 3 to 4 times a day. PRN for pain, number 480 grams. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Correction. We did an ultrasound today. As patients has multiple complaints, including leg pain, including abdominal pain, blurred vision, headache, and ultrasound was done to assess some of these complaints, period. Ultrasound revealed some plaque deposit in her in the arteries of her lower extremities and some plaque deposit in the carotid artery bilateral, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient's labs were drawn to the labs, include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, end of dictation.